Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to remind everybody that if you want to send an email to the show, you can do so by sending it to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Yeah. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, folks, with us on the phone, this is their third or fourth interview. David and Lisa Camacho from New Venture on Wall Street. Are you guys there with me?
We are here, David.
Yes. Hi, David.
How are you? So the last time I got to see you were actually in town doing an event. Now, you guys got another event coming up this Friday and Saturday, is my understanding. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm going to let either one. I can't see either one of you. See, it's easier when you're here live because then I can look at you and point. So on the phone, it has a little more difficulty. So talk to me. Let's start with you, David. Talk to me about the event that's taking place, and let's get some information to the people.
Absolutely. This coming Friday and Saturday, we are going to be at the Embassy Suite San Diego. That's going to be in La Jolla. And here's what people can expect. When you come to our New Venture on Wall Street Seminar 1, it's an introductory seminar, and we are going to teach you a very simple three-step system on how you can trade in the stock market. We're going to show you how to put the odds in your favor by 70%. And after you leave on Saturday, we confidently know that on Monday, you're going to be able to trade in the stock market.
All right, now let's talk about this because you guys did an event last month but have moved the event from where it is to now the Embassy Suites San Diego and La Jolla, which, by the way, is right across the street from the radio station. I mean, that's the Embassy Suites right across from us. I mean, you are like right next door.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, we're going to have somebody come over from here and bring you some coffee over there and say hi because, I mean, you'd be like our neighbor.
Of course.
All right, now.
Donuts, too, please.
Now, Lisa, talk to me about this first, the Seminar 1. Now, I know you got like Seminar 1, Seminar 2, Seminar 3, Seminar 4, and some different entities. But Seminar 1, which has that title, Knowledge is Better Than Gold. This is the event that you're teaching on Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on both days, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, tell me about what that means, Knowledge is Better Than Gold.
Well, Knowledge is better than gold. You know what? Once you learn something, once you learn a skill set, people can never, ever, ever take that away from you. And if you earn a lot of money, people can take that away from you, but they can never take your knowledge away from you. And so that's the whole premise behind what we're going to teach you, is some knowledge, give you knowledge that you will have with you forever, that you can just keep creating wealth over and over again, and nobody can take that away from you.
So this event, which is taking place Friday and Saturday at the Embassy Suites San Diego in La Jolla, it's at 4550 La Jolla Village Drive. This event, we said it runs like 9 to 6:30. Is that approximate? Is that a pretty good estimate?
Yes, it is. It's about that amount of time. We have a lot to teach you, but time just flies by, and before you know it, it's time to go home, and you're wishing you were there for longer.
Should they get there early?
I would absolutely recommend that. Last time we were in San Diego, we maxed out the room, and so we certainly would encourage people to, you know, start getting there anytime between 8 and 8:30. Usually there's coffee and some goodies, you know, there for you to munch on, get a good seat, get registered, and get ready to go by 9 o'clock.
All right. Now, let me make sure, Dave, let me make sure I got these right. Correct me if I'm wrong on these. The website is NVOWS.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the phone number is that, is it the 800-977-0703?
No, it's 877-907-8723,
oh,
or if you'd prefer to spell it, it's 877-907-TRADE.
Ah, okay. I got to get rid of that other number. Why does that number keep popping up here? I got to get that out of my notes. Hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right there on the phone. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. I'm eliminating it so I don't do that anymore. Okay, good. Done. All right. See, that's not complex for me. All right. So what is it that people don't know, David, that they can gain from this? What are they unaware of? What's a knowledge, you know, like when you're in a knowledge deficit, you don't really know what's going on. What is it that they don't know that's going on?
Probably the biggest thing that they're going to find out when they attend one of our seminars, by the end, probably by midday on Friday, they're going to start to see how easy this system is. And we have all been taught prior to them going to the seminar, stay away from this big, bad stock market. Don't touch it. It's too risky. You're going to lose everything. But once we start teaching that simple three-step system that David Mitchell has taught us, people are starting to realize, wait a minute, it is not so complex after all, and people can do that. That's the biggest thing. We need to get people to believe, and we show them the system, and we get them to the point where they can say, I can do this, and oftentimes they do.
Is this for anybody? Let's say you're a person, you're like, well, okay, look, I don't know how to trade stocks. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I don't get any of that stuff. But, you know, I got $500, and I've always wondered if I could take $500 or $1,000 and utilize it, but I don't want to lose it. So, I mean, what do you tell people like that, that are like thinking, I'd like to see if I can do something with it, but I want to have a sense of security with it?
We tell them to come on, come over. Just like Lisa and I, when we went to our first seminar 3 years ago, we were in the same boat. We didn't want to lose money. We thought, is this too risky? Well, we quickly realized that it's not so difficult. So it's for anybody. The answer is it is for anybody. And whether you have a high school education or you have a PhD, whether you've never even heard of the stock market or whether you've traded in the stock market, it is for every single person. And we can almost guarantee you that when you leave on Saturday, every single person in that room will gain something that they didn't know before they set foot in that room.
All right. What does it take, Lisa, to go? Is there a cost involved? What do people need to know?
Yes, there is a cost. It is $99.95 to get into the seminar, and that gives you a ticket that covers you and your spouse and your entire household. And then you also get a bonus ticket that you can hand off to your friend, a pastor, you know, whomever, and that will cover them and their spouse and their entire household. So for $99.95, it's a buy one, get one free ticket. And the best part of it, David, is that there is a money-back guarantee. So if you come to this seminar and on Saturday afternoon you walk out of there and think that you have just not received the value or knowledge that you thought you would, then we will gladly refund your money. So it's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
So it's 100% money-back guarantee if they're not satisfied for what they go through on Friday and Saturday.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow. Standing behind your work. Standing behind your word. I love that. I love it because it shows the confidence that you believe that what you're doing not only works, but it'll be a blessing for others. And I think it's really important, David, what you said, because you're talking about, you know, some people are like, oh, I got $500 or maybe I got some money. I might want to look into it, but I'm afraid. Da-da. You're saying, hey, come to the seminar, check it out, find out if it's something that's for you. It's not for everybody. I don't think that anybody in the world thinks, oh, it's for every single person. No, it's for certain people, but the people that are on the fence, that's the people that we're trying to push over so they can at least attend and make their own evaluation, yes?
That is correct. If you are tired, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of what you're doing, then this may be something for you. This may be something that God is prompting you to say, go to this thing. I've got you hearing this on the radio for a reason. Go check this out. But you have no risk. The only thing that you're going to spend is 2 days of your life, and I promise you it could be the best 2 days you've ever spent.
That's awesome. I'm very glad you guys are doing that. So NVOWS, NVOWS.com, that's the website. And then the number, as you've corrected me, is 877-907-TRADE. Is that correct for the phone number?
That is correct. correct?
I got that right that time. Eventually, I get it right. Hey, if I'm 3 out of 4 and I'm playing baseball, how much am I making? Quite a bit. Thank you. I'm making a lot of money. All right. Good job, you guys. Now, I want you to keep me posted. Send me an email like Wednesday. I want you to talk to me. Just send me an email. Tell me what you're, how you're doing in regards to registration. And if we're not fully registered, I'll mention again for Wednesday. Make sure that people know about it so we can get you guys fully covered for your event that's taking place Friday and Saturday.
Well, just look, just looking right now, David, it is starting to fill up. We just did a quick look, and we're probably about 80% full right now. People are starting to get this in San Diego. We just literally took a look at the registration, so I would highly encourage people, if they're hearing this, go ahead and register right now to lock in your seat.
Yeah, get it done. Don't wait on it. Any, as we used to say in sales, any delay would be unwise.
I like that.
All right, David and Lisa, great job. Thank you so much for being a part of it, part of the show. New venture on Wall Street, folks. NVOWS.com is the website. 877-907-TRADE is the phone number. This Friday, this Saturday, 9 to 6:30 at Embassy Suites right here in La Jolla. You can't beat it. It's going to be a great event. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you
for having us, David.
All right, you guys take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back with a DDD.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Did you know our city's water quality is one of the worst in the U.S.? Bill Howe Plumbing, San Diego's largest low-cost plumbing company, has the water filtration solution at affordable rates. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Right now, you or someone you love can experience the best of independent senior living for active seniors at Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, and you can do it for half price. You heard that right. Right now, KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village to offer a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for their entire first year of living. This includes 3 meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like Tai Chi, pedaling, or function fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Just 10 minutes east of downtown San Diego, Monte Vista Village offers access to everything needed, all within a breathtaking garden setting with extraordinary common areas and amenities. But there's only one spot left, so call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of independent senior living at half price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half price deal today. 619-465-1331.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to remind everybody, in regards to Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, half price off. They still have the one left. I do think it's going to be going really soon, so we're really encouraging it. There's one unit left at Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. It's half price. Normally it's $3,500. It's about $1,750 a month for 12 months. So it's half price off for 12 months, a savings of about $20,000. I mean, come on. So here's the thing. That includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, activities, function fit classes, the whole nine yards. If you remember, we did our interview there with some of the workers, some of the people there. Adrian, who was there, who interviewed with us, did a fabulous job, told us why he was there. He never really got a chance to meet his grandparents, and this is his way of giving back to the elderly community. That's the kind of people that are there helping. It's not there is skilled living there. There's assisted living, but this is the independent living. They have all different structures. So, I mean, they get on the bus, they go to concerts, they go to all these different places every single week, and they all get together and decide what restaurants to go to. Man, they go to the nice restaurants down on the beach. It's like, I don't even get to go down there. I eat French every once in a while at Jacques in the Box, but I don't do much more than that. So they all get to go down there. Listen to this. It's half off. So if you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm thinking maybe it's time to make that move, or you got somebody in your life and you're thinking it's a good move for them, listen, call 619-465-1331. That's 619-465-1331. And tell them you heard it on KPRZ. That's the only way you're going to get the half price deal. And go do a tour and find out if it's right for you or not. That is what I would highly encourage. Okay? Okay. Is that right?
It's all right.
You know, I'm not going to do the weather today. What does the weather look like to you?
It's not very nice.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to do that? I mean, I'm going to do the weather. It's like, you know.
That's better than mine. Mine was.
Yeah. I mean, look at when my mom would make matzo brei, you'd be like going, yeah. Or when grandma would make stuffed cabbage, I'd never eat the cabbage part, but I'd eat the stuffed part, which is really just ground beef seasoned and really these wild seasons. Like, yeah. But if you went over to grandma's house and she was having, you know, something that was more to her liking and less to us kids, like, and, you know, really when it wasn't corned beef, it was, then you're like, eh.
Now, that first thing you said, what was that?
Matzo brei. You don't know what matzo brei is? What am I, the only Jew in San Diego? What the heck is going on around here?
I'm definitely not Jewish. Okay. Irish, but that's not close enough.
No, matzo brei. You don't know what matzo brei is?
No.
That's some matzo, and you fry up the matzo, and you put egg in it, and you put sugar in it. And the real key is the sugar. And then you mix it all together and eat some matzo brei. My daughter loves matzo brei. My mom taught my daughter all about this. It's her favorite thing. She got a picture of my grandmother. And on my mom's birthday every year, Julia makes matzo brei.
Does the glorious Mrs. Spoon make it?
Yeah, no. See, the thing with the wife and I, you're talking about presently, right?
Yes,
the wife and I, we are not skilled chiffonians.
Well, I knew you weren't, but I didn't know if she was.
She's actually pretty good when she decides to make something, but she's got to not work 65 hours.
And that does cut into the cooking time.
It does. And then the other 10 hours for the dog. And then we haven't even gotten to chores yet. So it's like, are you kidding?
Unless you're talking about the famous add everything from the fridge spoon omelet.
Well, that's different. See, when I do that, I just want to make sure you understand. When I do that, I know she's getting ready to go shopping to refill. So I am trying to, I don't like wasting food. It's one of those terrible, It's really probably part of my upbringing. I don't like to waste food because for me, wasting food is the one thing. Now, I'm not in that boat, oh, going to ship it off to China and feed all the starving kids, which is like, really? You don't think it'll go bad by then? But anyway, that's got nothing to do with it. The point is, if you buy three steaks, right, and you don't freeze them, and then you cook two of them. I eat one, the wife eats one. There's that other steak, right? You got to cook it. And then you can't just cook it and leave it in the fridge because when you open the fridge, it goes, Dave, barbecue sauce and me, best friends. And it's like it's over. So I don't believe in wasting anything. So we eat everything. So when I go through and do the ultimate omelet food thingy, which is not always an omelet, it's just as many ingredients as are left so that we don't waste them. So really, it should be Dave's cheap man omelet. Is that okay? I'm getting in more trouble the more I'm talking. This is not.
And you're making me hungry.
Yeah, this is not how a show is supposed to go. All right, we're going to come back and I'm going to actually try and do a DDD. We're going to give one more set of gifts or prizes away. One more. But you got to be able to answer this question and answer on the air. Is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? Got to think about that. 866-K-PRAISE. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming right back.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is powered by Current Solar Contracting. Your home or business can be too with Current Solar Contracting. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event. Coming to the Embassy Suites La Jolla in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVALS.com.
If you're self-employed, own a small business, or invest in real estate, you're probably just disgusted with the amount of taxes you have to pay each year. Hey, Mark Larson here. You don't even want to think about the subject till next year, right? Well, if you don't act now, you're going to pay the same high taxes again next year. Talk to my friends at Jennings Tax Law. You start with the amount you feel is fair and reasonable. Doug looks at the tax code, designs an ironclad strategy to achieve that goal from the bottom up. Doug always says people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. He can cut your taxes as much as half if you learn the strategies you need to put in place now. So call and schedule your complete consultation today. It's complimentary consultation. And by the way, Doug will probate proof your living trust because they've changed the rules on that governmentally in recent years. So bring in your living trust. Let Doug review that for free as well. Call 858-457-1224. 858-457-1224. Jennings Tax Law, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. 858-457-1224.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, so there's a couple things I want to do. I've got about 5.5 or 6 minutes. I want to reset this question on the digital Bible because we have one group of gifts. It's like five different gifts. We figured out the value, and this one is over $80. If you answer this question, but you got to come on the air and talk about it for a minute, not a minute, but just a little bit. Bottom line is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? And we've had a bunch of people call in and we're able to extend them those gifts. And we have another package gifts and it's got like some books, a DVD, a CD, some really nice stuff. So we're really encouraging you to do that. You call 866-K-PRAISE. We only have room for one. One more. So if you're going to call, it's first person in, but you got to have a good connection. It's kind of important. If you call and then Robo producer gets the phone and it goes, that doesn't help anybody. I can't put you on the air. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Is a digital Bible less holy? Yes or no? Big shout out to Rose for sending me an email. Rose, I did get your email and I appreciate it very much, just to let you know, and I appreciate that you're listening to the show. So thank you so much. And I will pass on that information. So like I said, Rose, I hope you heard me say that. But again, digital Bible, less holy or not less holy than a print Bible? What's your opinion? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's the question, and I didn't even get through the intro. I think we already got somebody. It's like, wow, that's fast. It's like, speed racer kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line is one of the things that I hope people recognize when we are doing the show is this is not your church. I hope it's not your church. You should be involved in the church, connected somewhere, unless if you can't go, that's one thing. But by and large, we encourage people to get involved in the fellowship. It's a good thing to do. Other people praying for you, praying for other people. There's no place better to love one another than in a church setting like that, as well as your neighbors. And I think it's an important element. So if you're tuning into the show, we're here to do our best to lift up encouragement to, from time to time, give some serious teaching, but then from time to time, as is well stated, have some corny responses. You know, that's me. I can't help it. That was how I was born. I was born and raised Jewish, became a Christian. You're just lucky I'm on the air. What do we got? Do we have somebody that just wanted to give an opinion?
No, they're unlucky you're on the air. Anyways, yes, we have Michael on the line.
Oh, put Michael through. Go ahead. All right. Michael, are you there with us?
Oh, yes.
How you doing today?
Better than I deserve and just enjoying life.
All right. Talk to me about this issue that we've been discussing. And just to let you know, by coming on there, you won these prizes. Now, there's five different prizes, so you kind of scored on this one. Everybody that did it today had a nice little score. And you're going to appreciate the materials you get. Here's the question. Is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? What do you think?
No way, because it's what's in your heart, and, you know, it matters. You know, what if you lose your Bible? What if you lose your digital Bible? Whatever, you know, it's, you know, people can argue the versions. You know, what's in your heart? That's what matters.
So it matters how you're processing the word and not the vehicle by which you're processing it?
Right, because it could be even traded by word. You know, if you don't have paper, then people can speak the word.
Right, and I think that's an important point, and people don't understand, well, if you get into like Bibles, you get into the study of the Bible, and you get into how the Bible came to us, textual criticism has a lot to do with how the Bible went from Jesus speaking into an actual written gospel, like Mark and Matthew and Luke and John, and there's different elements, and I find it interesting because it was a period of time from the ascension of Jesus Christ, when he went up, to the actual completion of Mark's gospel, if you believe that was the first one, or Matthew's gospel, if you believe that was the first one. Regardless, there was a long period of time, 20-plus years, that took place between the ascension and the completion of any of the gospels. And in that time, there was a lot of truth taught, and a lot of people led to the Lord, and a lot of people right. growing in the church. So yeah, you'd have to think that the word in and of itself is so powerful, it's not confined to a written text.
Right, and you know, Jesus, the living word himself, should be transferred into our lives as the living word in us.
That's right. So, and then we become a living testament, as Paul made reference in the Corinthian church. Not the Corinthian church. I think it's the Corinthian church. Now I got to think about it. But in one of the churches, he made reference to being the people were living testaments, living letters, living epistles in their own right. So it's kind of an interesting element. Good job there, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I thank the Lord for you.
Yeah, I just appreciate you listening. Here's what I assume, Robo Producer, did he get your phone number already? So you're all set. Yep. We're going to have our gal at the front call you and coordinate so that you can get the gifts, okay?
Thank you.
You have a terrific rest of the week. God bless you, brother.
Well, I will now.
All right. Thanks, brother. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nice. Now, when we come back, we're going to do something we haven't done all day, a DDD. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't do a DDD. I'm just despondent. Okay, I'm not despondent. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, yeah, actually we're going to do it. A DDD and a good one. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is powered by Current Solar Contracting. Your home or business can be too with Current Solar Contracting. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
Calling everyone involved in music and worship ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial present our first ever totally awesome Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. Because worship's cool, y'all. You'll hear great information about incredible resources, and we don't want to sell you a thing. We want to bless and encourage every worship team and choir throughout San Diego at our free appreciation event. We believe great things will happen when you and others join us on August 14th. We invite your pastor, worship team, and anyone involved in music ministry at your church. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial has a party planned for you that's totally free. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. And spouses, you're invited too. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial's appreciation luncheon for all music ministry staff is Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions and is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet. See you there.
Remember last summer? The kids were home all day? Yeah. Remember watching them plow through bags of greasy chips and cookies? Look, trying to have them eat healthier snacks was smart, but carrot sticks and celery? You knew that wouldn't last. Well, this summer, you get a do-over, and NatureBox is going to make it easy for you. NatureBox.com is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who care about what they eat and feed their families. NatureBox.com has over 120 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks. We're talking sweet, savory, and spicy snacks your family will love. From honey macadamia pretzel pops to apple pie oat clusters, just select your snacks and NatureBox ships them to you for free. That's nutritious and wholesome snacks the family will love delivered free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/save and enter promo code SAVE to get 50% off your first NatureBox. That's promo code SAVE at naturebox.com/save. naturebox.com/save.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a Cash Call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Right to it, folks. I haven't had a chance to do my DDDs all day long. That's just too much for me, too long. Here we go. Right to it. Right to it. Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 2. Some people say Isaiah. Don't you have a secondary name for that? Yes, Izzy. If you're Yiddish, you understand.
What verse was it?
Isaiah 33, verse 2. 33:2 says this: O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of distress. I love these ones because you have to think. Your brain goes, what? Wait, hold on. Back, what? O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their strength every morning. Our salvation also in the time of distress. I want you to understand something about salvation. We've talked about this numerous times, how salvation operates in a past, present, and future concept. Justification, sanctification, glorification. That has to do with when you come across a passage that says, I have been saved, or you have been saved by. There's another passage that says you are being saved, one that says you will yet be saved. Those are the three different tenses of salvation. But I want to take it to another level regarding the word salvation, because many people know, I don't have to explain this to many people, but the Greek word that has to do with soterion is salvation. Soteriology is the study of salvation. And the bottom line is the word salvation has a broader overall concept. It's to be saved or delivered from impending doom. It's also to be rescued. Another picture for salvation, especially in the Old Testament concept, was somebody drowning in a outside of a boat, and another person throwing them a life preserver. Or a something to hold on to. Let's not say the word life preserver. And they would grab it and then get pulled into a boat. That's another word for salvation. A picture word, if you will. Imagine yourself in a big body of water away from a boat and you're unable to swim. for whatever reason. Let's just say you broke your arm and your leg. You can't move. You can barely hang on. Somebody throws you an apparatus to grab onto with your good arm, pulls you to a boat, and pulls you into the boat. That is a picture word for salvation. So salvation has different elements. It has to do with rescuing. It has to do with deliverance. It has to do with a sense of forgiveness. It has to do with all those. And people try to exclude different concepts in salvation for no reason. There's no reason to do that. Why wouldn't you just be inclusive of all the different elements that salvation is and understand that that's applicable to your life between you and the Lord? That just makes absolute perfect sense to me. So when you get a passage like Isaiah 33:2, and it says, O Lord, be gracious to us. We've waited for you. Be their strength every morning. Our salvation also in the time of distress. You get a handle on when it says in the time of our distress that salvation is not the normal judicial, you need to be justified, saved in order to go to heaven. This is not the judicial salvation. And it's also, now let me explain that. This is not the judicial standing between the person and God. When it says our salvation also in the time of distress, it's very specific timing for the salvation. This does not have to do with being saved in order to get to heaven and spend eternity with God. That's taking one application and putting it everywhere, and that's not what you want to do. That's not how that goes. It's really not the best way to do it. It's also really beyond relational salvation. Now, what's relational salvation? That's God is judicially, first and foremost, he saves you, but then he embraces or engages with you. It's the death of Christ by which the sins have been put down. It's the resurrection of Christ, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 12, that gives us that current standing and interaction with God. So the death of Christ really handles the penalty for sin. The resurrection from Christ gives us a standing of interaction with God. It puts us in this whole other element. But again, that's not what this says. That's a very cool piece, by the way. It's just not what it says. That's not what this says. That is in the Bible. It's just not here. So there's judicial salvation. There's relational salvation. In this case, he says our salvation also in the time of distress. Watch this. This is situational salvation. What? Yeah. You see, this is a very specific time of distress. And the Lord is the salvation in this time of distress. Here's the key. You know that circumstance that you face? Maybe it's something that you're trying to overcome. Maybe it's something that you're afraid of. Maybe it has to do with fears. Maybe it has to do with finances. Maybe it has to do with human relationships. Maybe it has to do with security, clothing, shelter, job, securities or insecurities. It doesn't even matter. In this particular reference, this one, Isaiah 33:2, our salvation also in the time of distress, this salvation is situational. Let me tell you something. God will save you from your situation, as well as save you unto eternity, as well as save you into a relationship with him. He will save you from your circumstance. You see, sometimes our circumstances, we need extra faith, or let's just say applicable faith, to get through it. Sometimes we need this, and sometimes we need that. You know what? Sometimes you just need the Lord to save you. I just need to be delivered from this circumstance. I need salvation from on high. I need salvation. I need rescuing. I need being saved in this situation. And there is zero wrong and everything right with coming before the Lord and saying, save me in this circumstance. Save me in this time of distress. Save me in this situation. I need your salvation. I need your proclamation of deliverance. I need you to take my feet and put them on a rock. I need you to put a new song in my mouth. I need your help. And I've got news for you. As much as people hate to hear this, the Lord often allows us to be in circumstances that are so far beyond the scope The only way to get out is his deliverance, is his miracle power, so that you could never deny that God delivered you. People are like, oh, I don't believe that. So you don't believe that God would let you get in a situation which only he can deliver you from? Then never read 1 and 2 Kings, ever. Because you're going to find out how God caused certain things to happen just so he can demonstrate his power. In fact, don't read Exodus either. You know what? Come to think of it, don't read 1 and 2 Samuel or 1 and 2 Chronicles or Ezra or Nehemiah. Okay? So don't read any of those. Oh, and don't read Deuteronomy. Don't read that either. Oh, and don't read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John or Acts. In fact, don't read Romans either, or 1st or 2nd Corinthians, or Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, don't read those either. Or 1st and 2nd Timothy, or Titus, or Philemon, or Hebrews, or James, or 1st or 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, or Jude, or Revelation. Don't read any of that. Because that's where it is. It's in the book. Sometimes the Lord allows things to take place in our life where the only answer is the salvation of God. And one of the great things about it is he loves to rescue his kids. He loves it. He loves to help them. Now, we all entered into all of these circumstances ultimately because of sin. But the bottom line is, in your circumstance, you can find salvation. You can find rescuing. You can find deliverance. You can find freedom because you can find God there. And when God is in a circumstance, you find the answer. People are always looking to figure out the methodologies of God. Hey, just find him. He'll bring the answer. You don't have to know the systems. You don't have to know all. I mean, systematic theology is cool, but I don't need to know systematic theology to know Jesus loves me. It's not a requirement. It's a cool process, but it's not a requirement. I don't need to know every nuance that God's going to do to know his delivering hand. I don't need it. I need him. He is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what I need. I need him. Just like you, you need him in that circumstance. That's what you want. You want the Lord. So ask the Lord to be in the circumstance. Ask for his salvation in the time of your distress. Don't tell him how to do it. Just ask him to do it. And be nice about it. Because that's appropriate. Okay? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we are going to have to do a Facebook post, but it is rather fun.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Bring the talk back with McDonald's new McCafe Social Hour. Every day between 2 and 5 p.m., buy any McCafe drinks and get another one free. Smoothies, shakes, iced coffees, or the new horchata frappe. There's face-to-face time for everyone to love at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. Temperatures are rising, and so are concerns of many homeowners, as we all at some point have to deal with our home's greatest threat, termites. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. First choice or second opinion, doesn't matter. Just be sure to call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved, simple solutions like Electrogun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Let me protect your hard-earned assets from ever losing a penny. My indexed annuity product will keep your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money you have worked hard for from ever losing a penny due to stock market decline. Stocks, bonds, silver, gold, real estate can all go backwards. Not my product. Hit like stock market growth without the risk of ever losing a penny. Please listen to me. I'm trying to protect your money for over 35 years. And now you can add an income rider and the insurance company will add 14% to your principal each year for the next 10 years guaranteed. Mind you, though, you can't take that money out in one lump sum, but you can take an income stream for the rest of your life, never to run out. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. No one's ever lost a penny with this product due to stock market decline. Name one other investment that can do that. Don't keep your money in risk. Investments. Protect what you've worked hard for. No commission you pay and no fees. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless you.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Lots of fun on today's show. Really appreciate that. Anytime you have Monday and you have a decent show, it's fun, 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 fun. Couple things to tell you for those that think this is important. It's not exceedingly important, but I find stuff like this fascinating. Then we'll close out with the Facebook post. On this day in 1798, Congress passed the Sedition Act, making it a crime to publish false, scandalous, or malicious writing about the U.S. government. Did you know that? Yikes. Ironically, in 1881, Billy the Kid was shot by Sheriff Pat Garrett in New Mexico. Here's something I find funny about the, going back to the Sedition Act, 1798. The very same day they passed the Sedition Act, day-wise, is the same day about 135 years later, they passed in Germany that all political parties except the Nazi Party were outlawed. That took place on the same day that Congress passed the Sedition Act. Isn't that kind of weird? Like, what? That was passed on the That's same weird. Day? Wow, that's kind of weird. On this day, Hank Aaron hit his 500. Is that a new word?
Well, no, because technically, if it would be his 500, that
that's
would be
500. That's true. That's true. You have made me seem like a genius, sir. No wonder they pay you the big bucks and pay me nothing. For our very own Professor X, funny man Stan Freberg debuted his new weekly comedy program on CBS Radio. How I know about this is that he had me listen to a whole bunch of CDs from Stan Freberg. Just, that's how I know that. And then I thought this was one of the coolest things around. On this day, Robert Goddard patented liquid rocket fuel.
Ron just said they passed the Sedition Act twice. That makes it the second sedition.
Was that like second edition? Like,
correct.
Okay. Facebook post comes out of John. You can do the very, very fast. If you can do the super fast one, John 16:24. Can you do the super fast one? What's that super fast Facebook post? Yeah, that's good. John 16:24, it says this, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." So Jesus tells people to ask in his name. I'm not sure you have to use the formula in his name. I think you can come in the beginning of the prayer and say, "We come in Jesus' name," or "We come in the Lord's name." I'm not sure that matters if it's at the end or the beginning of the prayer. I would doubt that's a formula that God requires. But here's the big part about that. You're supposed to ask, and you're supposed to receive, and your joy will be complete. I know it's hard to think of it in these terms, but answered prayer is a high form of joy. And people don't recognize that. That is okie dokie. It's all right to pray and have God answer. See, ask and you will receive. And then that answered prayer is a joy to you. Now, the joy comes from our interaction with God. That's a big part of it. But it also comes from answered prayers. And there's this weird thing in the spirit realm or the Christian realm or churchianity. Not Christianity, but churchianity, where it's like, well, you can pray, but you really shouldn't expect an answer. Really? How is that praying in faith? I think you should pray and expect an answer. When your answer comes, I think you should dance a little jig. Why? Because it's cool. Wait, you prayed and God answered. And before you say, well, he doesn't really answer prayers like that, then how did you get saved if he doesn't answer prayers like that? Didn't you ask Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior? I would think you would not only know he answers prayers like that, you need him to answer prayers like that. Even a Baptist touched by the Holy Ghost can do a little jig. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I know I am a Baptist. We're going to take a 22-hour break, come back, then we're going to have more insanity with Spoonanity. You don't want to miss it. Talk to you then.